Meeting of the San Francisco Entertainment Commission. My name is Sin Wang, and I am the Commission's Vice President. We will start with announcements.
We'd like to start the meeting with a land acknowledgement. We, the San Francisco Entertainment Commission, acknowledge that we are on the unceded ancestral homeland of the Ramaytush Ohlone, who are the original inhabitants of the San Francisco Peninsula. As the indigenous stewards of this land and in accordance with their traditions, the Ramaytush Ohlone have never ceded, lost, nor forgotten their responsibilities as the caretakers of this place, as well as for all peoples who reside in their traditional territory. As guests, we recognize that we benefit from living and working on their traditional homeland. We wish to pay our respects by acknowledging the ancestors, elders, and relatives of the Ramaytush community and by affirming their sovereign rights as First Peoples. This meeting is being held in hybrid format, with the meeting occurring in person in City Hall Room 416, broadcast live on SFGov TV, and available to view on Zoom or listen to by calling 1-669-900-6833 using meeting ID 89837844725. We welcome the public's participation during public comment periods. There will be an opportunity for public comment at the beginning of the meeting, and there will be an opportunity to comment on each discussion or action item on the agenda. Each comment is limited to 3 minutes. For those attending remotely, the Commission will hear up to 20 minutes of remote public comment total for each agenda item. Because of the 20-minute time limit, it is possible that not every person in the queue will have an opportunity to provide remote public comment. Remote public comment from people who have received an accommodation due to disability will not count towards the 20-minute limit. Public comment will be taken both in person and remotely by video or call-in. For each item, the Commission will take public comment first from people attending the meeting in person and then from people attending the meeting remotely. For those attending in person, please fill out a speaker card located at the side table or podium. Come up to the podium during public comment, state your name, any affiliations, and then your comment. You will have 3 minutes. Once finished, please hand your speaker card to the Commission staff behind the podium. If using Zoom platform to speak, select the raise hand option when it's time for public comment. If calling by phone, dial *9 to be added to the speaker line when your item of interest comes up. When you are asked to speak, you unmute yourself by hitting *6. Please call from a quiet location, speak clearly and slowly, and turn down your television or radio. If you are also viewing the meeting on SFGov TV, be sure to mute it before speaking during public comment. Alternatively, while we recommend that you use Zoom audio or a telephone for public comment, you may submit a written public comment through the chat function on Zoom. Please note that commissioners and staff are not allowed to respond to comments or questions during public comment. Thank you to SFGov TV and Media Services for sharing this meeting with the public.
All right. Commission Secretary Liang, let's do the roll call.
President Wong, or Vice President, sorry.
Present.
Commissioner Davis.
Present.
Commissioner Perez.
Here.
Commissioner Poggio.
Present.
Commissioner Schlander is on his way, and Commissioner Thomas is also on her way, and President Blyman is excused.
All right. The next item on the agenda is agenda item number 2, general public comment. And here comes Commissioner Thomas. Are there any public comments for items not listed on the agenda?
No public comment.
All right, seeing none, public comment is closed. Next item on the agenda is item number 3, approval of the minutes for the February 4th, 2024 commission meeting. Do we have a motion on this?
Motion to approve the last minutes of the last meeting.
Seconded.
Any public comments on the minutes?
No public comment.
All right. Public comment is now closed. Commission Secretary, please take a vote.
Vice President Wong?
Aye.
Commissioner Davis?
Aye.
Commissioner Perez?
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio?
Aye.
Commissioner Schlander is still not here yet. And Commissioner Thomas?
Aye.
All right, meeting minutes have been approved. Next item is agenda item number 4, report from the executive director.
Good evening, Vice President Wong. Good evening, commissioners. I would like to share the beginning of my executive director report with Ben Van Houten from the Office of Economic and Workforce Development, who is here with us this evening and is going to provide a little feedback around SF Music Week and its first week ever that occurred last week or first year ever. We're really excited to share about this, so thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Director Weiland. Good evening, commissioners. Nice to see you all again. You know, we are still, I think, you know, thinking about outcomes and lessons learned from Music Week. But, you know, having just concluded on Sunday, I think we really feel very positive that it was a really successful effort all week long. At a number of the convenings that I attended, folks were saying, oh, when can we do this again? We should do this more often, which I feel like is a good indicator of the success of this sort of, you know, first year effort. From a city perspective, the kickoff event at Empire's Studios, the industry summit on Friday, the happy hour event Monday night at Harlan Records, and then Artist Development Day at Music City San Francisco were the sort of flagship public-facing offerings that were all really great in their own respective ways. It was great to have the mayor speak at the summit and then also attend the happy hour. A lot of great conversations throughout the week. The kickoff event, you can see that conversation about the history of hip-hop in the Bay Area with Ghazi and Dan the Automator. It's entirely on YouTube, and it's really stellar as it both a conversation about sort of the history of hip-hop in the Bay Area, but also about what motivates the independent spirit and why people do creative work, music work here, and why it's important to them. In addition to those events, I was really fortunate to facilitate a meeting that the San Francisco Venue Coalition held in City Hall on Monday afternoon. Commissioner Davis, thank you for being a part of that. A conversation of venue owners really trying to take the temperature of where the venue landscape is right now coming out of the pandemic, and what are the strengths, what are the challenges, where are there opportunities, you know, like the other convenings that I spoke about. You know, I think there was a really collaborative, positive spirit that all the venues brought to it, and certainly a lot of good ideas that we are hoping to continue those sorts of conversations with venues in a group like that in the future. So looking forward to doing that as well. A number of great partner events throughout the week. I was able to attend some of them, was not able to attend all of them. I know that Commissioner Schlander was on a panel at iHeartRadio about Filipinos and event promotion that I heard report was another really great conversation. So really just appreciative of all the support and getting the word out about Music Week. Thanks to our partners at Noise Pop and Plinth Agency for truly tireless efforts to make it happen. Hopefully it's the start of more work to support our local music ecosystem, from venues to studios to labels. And there's clearly a lot of folks who are doing very creative work and that are really fired up about being part of solutions to sustain and grow that ecosystem. And thank you to Commissioner Perez for being there all day on Friday, and to so many folks from the EC team. Happy to field any questions if it makes sense, or come back at a later date once we've had a little bit more time to wrap our head around some of the learnings.
Anyone have any questions for Ben?
I don't have a question, just a comment. Just congratulations. Thank you so much for putting on this amazing event. There's a lot of great dialogue between performing artists, venue operators, and promoters from the summit that I went to. So congratulations. I'm looking forward to working with you on future events.
Thank you.
Fabulous. Anything else? Well, we are very proud of you and your colleagues in OEWD and Noise Pop for standing this up and for all of the partnership that went into it and all of the venues that participated. And I, for one, am really excited to be a part of all of the future events related to this work. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Sure.
A couple more updates for you within the director's report item. I just wanted to share a reminder with everybody as a save the date for our annual Nightlife and Entertainment Summit on May 12th. And this is occurring at 49 South Van Ness, so not quite as fun of a venue as Swedish American Cafe du Nord. However, we're really looking forward to it. We started building out our panels and our executive leadership group. I'll share just a little bit again about what we're looking at for that day. So the event will run from 12 to 4. We'll have a resource fair again in the lobby, which we're looking to expand a little bit this year, working with a workforce team at OEWD, potentially making it a little bit more of a job fair. TBD on that, but that's something that Commission Secretary Leong is working on right now. Beyond that, we'll have presentations and sessions from 1 to 4, so we're trimming down the summit hours just a little bit this year. We'll still have our beginning portion where you'll hear from executive leadership. We are inviting Mayor Lurie, and then we'll go into two different panels. The first panel discussion that we'll have is, where the hell did all the customers go, and how do we get them back? So that is our focus for that session. We have ideas on panelists. We started to reach out to some commissioners for feedback around that. If anything jumps to mind for folks that you might want to have as a part of that, please let us know. We are inviting Commissioner Schlander to be on that panel to represent an event promoter who's really successful in getting folks out to events. So we're going to have a perspective from a venue as well, and that's undecided so far. We also want to invite somebody who might be representative of Gen Z, potentially an influencer or somebody who can share a little bit more wisdom on what might get the younger generations out and enjoying nightlife here in San Francisco. We'll also be inviting somebody from SF Travel. So if you have any ideas and you want to chime in on that, please reach out to me directly. And then the second panel is going to be a town hall. And so that's really going to be leadership, myself included, President Blyman, Vice President Wong. We'll be inviting a representative from the mayor's office to be on that panel, where folks can ask us questions directly from the audience. We really felt like from the last couple of years, the feedback that we've received from folks that have attended our summit, that that's something that might be lacking, is a little bit more engagement back and forth with folks in the audience. And we want to provide an opportunity for that. In addition to that, as Ben mentioned, just last week, we hosted a roundtable, which Commissioner Davis was a part of, where we were able to have some of that dialogue back and forth. That's something that we want to continue to participate in as well, so that we can foster more of that communication with our music venues, our event promoters. So if you have any ideas for the summit and you want to reach out, please let us know. It is getting pretty cooked at this point. We are also trying to figure out our happy hour venue. So just noting that for everybody, if there's an idea of someplace local to here that you want to pitch to me, please let me know. We cannot go to permitted venues, so that definitely limits us quite a bit, which is a good thing in our world that so many places have permits. Finally, and I'll take questions at the end on these two items, I just wanted to update you all on an appeal. So at our previous hearing that you, I can't remember which of you were in attendance at, we heard Habibi Lounge for their place of entertainment and extended hours premises permits. They did appeal the commission's decision on that determination. And just as a reminder, they were only given a conditional grant of those permits that evening because they still had to complete required inspections and a couple other things. They appealed the decision, and last Wednesday, Deputy Director Azevedo represented the Entertainment Commission at the Board of Appeals hearing, and she won, which won on behalf of the Entertainment Commission, so upheld the decision that you made. So we wanted to let you all know about that and just a little more details about that. you all had made a decision to impose a 2 a.m. cutoff time for indoor entertainment rather than the applicant's 3:30 a.m. requested end time. Of note for you all, the business owner did not attend the hearing, but his representative, the architect who was here at this hearing, was present at the hearing and spoke on behalf of the venue. Overall, the hearing went well. As you can hear, Deputy Director Azevedo won that. But just an update for you all on some of the things that they're still missing in order to obtain those permits. The business has not completed their DBI and fire inspections, and they still have other outstanding paperwork they need to submit so that we can issue those permits. So that's still outstanding. And we'll also just add that the last sound complaint we received about the business was on January 26th. And we had inspectors go by during a late night shift at 3 a.m. the following weekend on February 2nd, and the business was closed. So if you have any questions about either our summit or the appeal, let me know.
All right, thank you for the update, Executive Director. Any public comments on that report or any comments from my fellow commissioners?
I just have a comment. I just wanted to thank the staff, thank Caitlin, thank Maggie. That was I watched the appeal. I watched every minute of it, and it was very professionally done. And I know that you could tell a lot of preparation went in on that, many hours of preparation. So thank you for representing us professionally in front of that appeals board.
Thank you. Any public comments? All right, seeing none.
There's none.
Thank you. Public comment is now closed. Next item is agenda item number 5, report from the senior inspector.
Thank you. Good evening, commissioners. We have received 91 311 complaints since our last commission hearing on February 4th. I have a few updates below. Please let me know if you have any questions. My first update is about Heron Arts, located at 7 Heron Street, who does not hold any permits from our office. On Saturday, February 15th at 12:45 a.m., Inspector Youngrice responded to a complaint submitted earlier that evening on Friday, February 14th at 10:45 p.m. Upon arrival, he spoke with management and their sound engineer, who claimed that the music was not coming from a DJ and denied the inspector entry into the business. After Inspector Youngrice explained what constitutes a DJ, he noted that management ultimately agreed that a DJ was performing inside and they were able to lower internal volumes. Management also noticed that entertainment was scheduled to end at 4 a.m. EC staff have received 6 311 complaints starting in June of 2024, resulting in several visits by EC inspectors where they were able to provide on-site education to management on the necessity for permitting when hosting entertainment. Management also corresponded via email with EC staff about permitting requirements. As such, Heron Arts was issued a notice of violation on February 20th for operating entertainment without a permit. Since the issuance, the business owner has been in touch with EC staff, acknowledging that they will apply for one-time permits for their occasional entertainment, and have also expressed great interest in being put in touch with their neighbors directly. I emailed the neighbor last week to see if they were comfortable with me sharing their contact information with Heron Arts, and I'm still awaiting a reply. My next update is about Music City, located at 1355 Bush Street, who holds a POE with our office. On Friday, February 14th at 9:05 p.m., Inspector Youngrice responded to a complaint submitted earlier that evening at 6:05 p.m. When he arrived, he noted that the front door was closed, but there was outdoor pre-recorded music in operation. Inside, he took a non-compliant sound measurement of the band at 92.8 dBA and 103.5 dBC, while the approved sound limit is 90 dBA and 98 dBC. Inspector Youngrice spoke with the manager and sound engineer about the reason for his visit and explained that outdoor amplified sound is not currently included on Music City's POE permit. Additionally, he re-educated the owner and sound engineer how to monitor internal volumes to ensure compliance with the approved sound limit. On February 20th, Music City was issued a notice of violation for having unpermitted outdoor amplified sound and exceeding their allowable sound limit. My next update is about Barbies, located at 4541 Mission Street, who does not hold a permit with our office. On Friday, February 7th, we received a 311 sound complaint about Barbies at 8 p.m. Inspector Young Rice responded quickly at 8:30 p.m., and upon arrival, he noted that the front door was open and the internal sound curtain was partially closed, and the music from the bar was quite loud and could be heard outside. Inside, Inspector Young Rice saw a DJ performing. He noted in his report that he noticed the owner have the DJ stop when he noticed the inspector enter the business. The business has been educated on permitting requirements in person and through email correspondence. Barbies was issued a citation on February 11th for hosting entertainment without a permit from our office. The business has since applied for a one-time permit. My next update is about Rampant Bottle and Bar, located at 3516 Balboa Street, who does not host entertainment or hold any permits from our office. Since June 2024, we have received 5 311 complaints about the business. Of the 5 submitted complaints, inspectors have responded in real time on 3 occasions and once retroactively in response to 2 consecutive complaints. During these 4 visits, the business was found to be compliant as they do not host any indoor entertainment or outdoor amplified sound. Namely, the complaints we are receiving are about regular operations and patron noise before 10 p.m. when the business closes. Additionally, management has informed inspectors that on one recent occasion, the complainant harassed the business's staff and patrons and refused to leave the premises until SFPD was called. Management also informed inspectors that SFPD has visited the business twice and since deprioritized PD response based on the lack of evidence that they are doing anything wrong. EC staff are asking for your guidance tonight in deprioritizing complaint response at the business, as the business does not need a permit from our office at this time. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Commissioners, comments?
So it sounds like our combined All-Star Weekend and Lunar New Year managed okay without too many complaints. So congratulations, everyone.
Right. That said, thank you for what still was a pretty high volume of calls, considering.
A very busy weekend.
Still a very busy weekend. I think lowest hanging fruit here, the Rampant Bar, it's pretty easy to provide guidance to deprioritize since it doesn't sound like they're out of compliance and they don't need a permit. Would you all agree with that?
Yes.
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 Okay.
Would you like a motion?
Maybe. Oh, do we need a motion for that? Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, motions.
I'd like to make a motion to direct our inspectors to deprioritize responding to concerns from the rampant bottle and bar.
Second?
Seconded.
Okay. Vice President Wong.
Aye.
Commissioner Davis.
Aye.
Commissioner Perez.
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio.
Aye.
Commissioner Schlander.
Aye.
And Commissioner Thomas.
Aye.
Regarding the other two that really stood out, Heron seemed particularly problematic in that they didn't allow our inspector indoors to inspect. Is that something they've been educated on?
Generally, yes. Yes, we've had multiple opportunities to educate the management, and though the complaints are relatively few and far between, we've experienced the same thing multiple times. This time, I believe Deputy Director Azevedo was able to get them to apply for a permit in the most recent correspondence, correct?
The business owner just agreed to pull one times moving forward. Was the response to the NOV.
I do have a problem issuing even one times for businesses that are going to be hostile to our staff, not allow them to inspect.
I agree.
Second.
How would you like us to, can you give us guidance on that for future applications that are submitted in the one time, through the one time portal?
So we would, I think
What are the options?
Yeah, I think we might need to get back to you, quite honestly, unless Dylan, you might have a response on that. But we would probably have to. Okay, we would probably have to research code just a little bit around denial and grounds for denial.
Okay.
So, and that's something that we can administratively do. So,
or even if we're not going to deny, would like an opportunity to speak to them so that they can understand.
Sure. Mm. Yeah.
What the landscape is.
Yep. That can be our aim.
Yeah.
I think establishing a protocol for that would, I've seen time and time again, I think would be really helpful. I'm happy to.
Okay. All right. We'll probably be reporting back to you at our next hearing on that. Thank you.
Yeah, because that wasn't even the only one reported in the inspector's report where the inspectors were denied entry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It happens, you know, and then we have to go and educate in other ways.
So that was also the case with Barbies, or in that situation, it looks like Inspector Young Rice was allowed in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
He was allowed in that instance. I believe what you're referring to is the fact that they, once they noticed his presence, they ended DJ entertainment operations for which they were cited for.
Right. Okay, well, in that instance, at least they were cited, and it sounds like they're in the process of now getting
yes,
into
are.
Compliance. Okay. Yes. Do we have any public comment on the report from the senior inspector?
There is none.
Okay, public comment is now closed. Next item on the agenda is item number 6, hearing and possible action regarding applications for permits under the jurisdiction of the Entertainment Commissioner. Deputy Director, would you like to introduce the permit application on the consent agenda?
Thanks, Vice President Wong. Good evening, Commissioners. We just have one permit agenda item on consent tonight, and it's for an LLP permit for Bamboo Restaurant on Polk Street. There was no opposition for this permit, and SFPD Northern Station had no added concerns. So the staff recommendation is to approve the permit with the staff recommendations listed on your memo.
Okay, great. Thank you. Just a quick show of hands. Is anyone here to give public comment on this item? No. Okay. Great. Okay. In that case, public comment or any, there's no public comments on this permit application either. Okay. Public comment is closed. Commissioners, do we have a motion to approve this permit?
I move approval of the consent calendar.
Second.
Vice President Wong?
Aye.
Commissioner Davis?
Aye.
Commissioner Perez?
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio?
Aye.
Commissioner Schlander?
Aye.
And Commissioner Thomas?
Aye.
All right, Bamboo Restaurant folks, your permit application is conditionally granted. Please follow up with Deputy Director Azevedo. Thank you. Deputy Director, would you like to introduce the first permit app on the regular agenda?
The first item on the regular agenda, I'm actually going to request continuance for. It's for an LLP permit that I'm working with the applicant on. So I'd like to request continuance, please.
Okay. Motion?
I'd like to make a motion to continue the permit for the Black Feather back-to-back application.
Second.
All right. Do we need also to ask for public comment on this? Mm-hmm. Any public comment on this?
There is none.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, then this will be continued.
We have to,
good to vote.
Vice President Wong.
Okay, aye.
Commissioner Davis.
Aye.
Commissioner Perez.
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio.
Aye.
Commissioner Schlander.
Aye.
Commissioner Thomas.
Aye.
Great. All right. Second permit application, Project and Communications Manager Rice, would you like to introduce it?
Yes, thank you. Good evening, commissioners. The next item on the regular agenda is a one-time outdoor event permit from the Mid-Market Foundation to host Busket, a music series that features local musicians playing busking sets on Market Street between 5th Street and 8th Street, as well as adjacent locations at Taylor Street and McAllister Street. The goal of the series is to bring joy and to change the experience on Market Street by hiring local talent and highlighting small businesses. Now in its second year, Busket will feature street performer-style performances over 9 months from March 10th through December 20th of this year. These curated performances will happen at a dozen locations on the sidewalk and private patios at businesses such as Salu Hall, Arsico Bakery, La Cuisine Cafe, Sam's Diner, Holy Stitch, and others along the Market Street corridor. Each set will last 2 hours and will occur around lunchtime or the end of the day commute. The total hours of entertainment or amplified sound will not exceed 6 hours per day. The applicant is requesting the daily hours of 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. so they have more flexibility with scheduling musicians. You'll see in your folder their permit application, their neighborhood outreach letter and map, the permission letters from the participating businesses, and a copy of their slide deck presentation, which Mr. Reddy will be showing shortly. The applicant conducted neighborhood outreach, and we did not receive any opposition from neighbors for this permit. SFPD Tenderloin Station did not respond with any recommendations within the response window, so we assume they have no concerns with the permit. Staff are recommending approval with the good neighbor policy and the conditions you see listed in the memo. Here to speak with you this evening is Rob Reddy on behalf of the Mid-Market Foundation.
Thank you. Good evening, commissioners, and thank you for your consideration. And thanks to staff, Dylan and May in particular, who are always helpful and charming. My name is Rob Reddy, and tonight I'm speaking on behalf of the Mid-Market Business Association and Foundation, urging your support for a one-time outdoor event permit for a free live music program, Busket. Give me a sec here. Beep, 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 beep. Okay. Work eventually? Mm-hmm. Probably. Hey, come down there.
Great.
Yeah, there's, you know, fun stuff in here. Here we go. Okay, so MMBA and F is a 501c6 and C3 is collective vision, is of a safe and clean business setting that fosters a sense of community, inclusion, and contribution by and for everyone. To that end, our main project is Market Street Arts, a neighborhood economic recovery strategy that capitalizes on the area's creative infrastructure while creating community and awareness and building a world-class arts and entertainment district in the heart of San Francisco. We do this by fostering community amongst world-class arts orgs in the area, filling vacant spaces with new businesses or pop-ups, creating signature events, and of course, marketing all these cool projects and people. Tonight, we're here for one of those signature events, Busket, a free live music program in which we hire local artists to play two-hour sidewalk sets in front of partner businesses like Yotel, Arsicult Bakery, the Red Tail Beer and Wine Bar, or Mo Greens, to name a few, all for the joy of passersby, or folks sitting and eating at cafes, or people who, like venerated pop star Robin, just keep dancing on their own. Last year's program was incredibly successful. We paid out over $150,000 to local artists directly, hired 130 different musicians, brought customers and good vibes to local businesses, generated positive press coverage for the neighborhood, and supplied 550 hours of free live music to the general public. Here's some photos you can see of just kind of what it looks like. It's exactly what it sounds like. Really excellent San Francisco Bay Area musicians playing free live music of all different stripes for anyone who wants to hear it. With those results, we humbly ask that the commission once again approve a one-time outdoor entertainment permit for Busket. Thank you so much, and I yield my time.
Thank you, Rob, and thank you for doing this good work. Just hearing you talk about the mission of building a world-class arts and entertainment district, I mean, we could not be more aligned, obviously.
Yeah.
Commissioners, any comments?
This looks like a fantastic project, an area that needs revitalization, and also just getting the money right to the artists.
Love it.
Yeah, incredible stuff. Al?
Yeah, also congratulations. I remember you guys coming last year, so this was really exciting. So you said you expanded the programming to, is it more venues and more, is it longer footprint?
I think we added a couple of addresses to this year's permit of folks who expressed interest. That might actually not be true. It might just be about the same, but okay. It's still focused. The partner businesses are, you know, there's a couple of hotels, there's a couple of cafes, there's the Red Tail, the Red Tail Beer and Wine Bar, which is a new business as of September 2024, which we helped open. Holy Stitch is part of that. That's another new business on Market Street, which we helped open, namely filling vacant spaces with new and interesting businesses that kind of support the work that we're doing. The major expansion was probably just in types of artists and people that we hired to help come down and play music. But it's a very similar program to what happened last year, and our aim is to keep it going.
All right. You being right next to the SOMA Filipino Cultural Heritage District, I noticed that on your photo you had my friend
Lenny?
Ukulele.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to see that he was participating. So
Lenny's,
thank you.
Lenny's a great friend of mine and a collaborator. I've played with him before, and he's a hell of a musician.
Awesome. So do you remember any particular complaints from the neighbors or any hurdles that you had to overcome?
It's been remarkably smooth, to be honest. I think we got one email from a resident who worked – I think he worked nights, and so he was a little annoyed once about the like noon set at Arsicult during the day, which is, you know, reasonable. But
all right,
beyond that, we have heard, to be honest, nothing else.
All right. And you're expanding the time this year as well, did you say? About 9 months?
Yes, I think we're trying to go from March through about mid-December is the goal. And part of that was to be able to put, we worked with Mr. Tipples to put out musicians, like jazz musicians, in front of the different theaters during their holiday programming. That seemed to be really successful, so we wanted to extend that a little bit into December.
Awesome. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you.
I think you can take a seat now.
Thank you.
Are there any public comments on the permit application?
No comments.
All right. Do we have a motion to approve the permit?
Motion to approve.
A second.
Vice President Wong?
Aye.
Commissioner Davis?
Aye.
Commissioner Perez?
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio?
Aye.
Commissioner Schlander?
Aye.
And Commissioner Thomas?
Aye.
Your permit application is conditionally granted. Please follow up with Project and Comms Manager Rice for next steps.
Thanks, everybody. Bye, Rob.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Rob.
All right. The last item on the regular agenda is an amendment to a one-time outdoor event permit for live music on the Hayes Street Shared Space. The Hayes Valley Neighborhood Association is producing this free series of music performances on the block of Hayes Street between Octavia and Goff to activate the shared space with arts and culture and encourage pedestrian traffic to local businesses. They plan to host a variety of programming like solo musicians, bands, DJs, as well as dance performances and classes. The series launched in 2023 with occasional programming on Fridays and Saturdays, and in 2025, they would like to expand their programming to include every Friday and Saturday from March 7th through November 22nd. On Fridays, they would like to host music from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., and on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Note that they will not exceed 6 hours total per day of outdoor entertainment or amplified sound. You'll see in their folder their original permit application and their amendment request. You'll see their neighborhood outreach letter and map. The applicant conducted neighborhood outreach from the neighbors. We received one letter of opposition and 5 letters in support. And just today, we received a letter of support from Supervisor Bilal Mahmoud. These are all located in your folder, and we also gave you a hard copy of the letter from the supervisor. SFPD Northern Station did not respond with any recommendations within this response window, so we assume they have no concerns with the permit. Staff are recommending approval with the good neighbor policy and the conditions you see listed in the memo. Here to speak with you this evening is Andrew Sainer from, or Sainer, excuse me, from Hayes Valley Neighborhood Association.
Thanks, Dylan. That pretty much sums it up. I'll be really quick. Thanks so much. My name is Andrew Sainer. I'm representing the Hayes Valley Neighborhood Association applying for this permit. I'm going to go through really quick a little bit of history of our program, the activations we've done, and the neighborhood support that we've gotten. So this is part of a street closure, one block of Hay Street, that goes back to a COVID era program that we've been running for the last 5 years. I've been involved in these one-time permits for amplified sound for the last 2-ish years. Through a lot of help from Dylan and May, dealing with us kind of amending the permit and trying to get it as dates change, trying to make adjustments, y'all have been extremely accommodating. We're here today based on recommendation from working with you all to hopefully make that process a little smoother so we can kind of plan out longer term programs without having to come back to you every time. So really quick, just going through some of the types of events we've done. I should say all of these events are free to the public. It provides a space for people of all backgrounds to enjoy live music. We pay all of our musicians. We take donations, and that all goes to permits and musicians, and that's it. We ran a 10-concert music series a while back. We do an event every year, a holiday stroll. That brings thousands of people to the neighborhood. We also, in partnership with Into the Streets, ran a 4-event program called Saturdays in the City last summer. We're hoping to do that again this summer. This just gives kind of a quick vibe check on what the event looks like. Sometimes pretty low key, but great for kind of everybody to come on out. We also did a series of art walks in partnership with the SF Arts Commission. The artists came in and you know sold their wares, and then we paid musicians to kind of complement the event. We do a carnival every year. This is another event that brings thousands of people to our neighborhood. And then on the endorsement side, this isn't specific to the sound permit, but we've been collecting support to make this whole program permanent, like the way we activate it and having events like this. We've gotten over 2,500 neighbors to sign it. And then on the merchant side, there are 23 merchants on the block where we hold these events. Of those, 21 are in support of making this program permanent. 2, we haven't gotten a response yet. So the support is quite broad among all the merchants that are along there. That's it. So thank you so much for your consideration.
Very cool. Thank you. Any comments from my fellow commissioners?
Can you just, it said it was an expansion or an amendment. Will you just, I'm sorry, I know this is probably in your application. What is it? Expanding it to, like, what are the change of hours or days?
It's really, we've been working off of the permits that allow like 12 days like specified ahead of time. And this would allow us to kind of pick and choose as needed the days that we want to have live music.
I see.
Yeah,
I can also help clarify. So he wanted to do a one-off event as a part of the series in January. Mm-hmm. And so he applied for the permit, and then he requested to amend the permit through an extension of the series. So I explained to him because it triggered a hearing, you know, the number of days he wanted, that, you know, he would have to do the outreach for the amendment.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
And just, I noticed there's a public comment letter of concern about this, or I guess opposition, but one of their concerns is that they are unable to get to their car and to their garage. That does seem like a pretty significant accessibility and safety issue. So I'm wondering if you have a plan or some way to mitigate the hardship for that individual.
Yeah, that relates to our SFMTA shared spaces permit. So I saw that letter. That was, unfortunately, that's the first I've heard of this. We have a site plan with SFMTA that maintains a 20-foot fire lane down the middle and also maintains access to that one. There's one driveway on the block, and we always ensure that people can drive in and out of that driveway to get building access. I feel bad that this person was not able to get out. I don't know which event this happened at. I'm at the vast majority of events, and it's known among all volunteers there that if somebody is coming in or out that needs that driveway, they always have access. So it's probably on me to go back and make sure that, like, every single volunteer understands that. But unfortunately, this is the very first I've heard of it.
Got it. Well, it sounds like possibly communication with the residents of that building, whoever has access to that garage also might be needed too. Thank you. It seemed like there should be a plan in place, so it's good to know that there is a plan in place.
I used to live in a neighborhood, so this is great news, and, you know, congratulations, and continue the great work.
Yeah, I just want to say congratulations also, and thank you for making this initiative to bring joy and vibrancy to our neighborhood. So, and it's a lot of work, so thank you.
Any public comment?
Good evening, commissioners and staff. My name is David Robinson, and I'm a resident and homeowner in Hayes Valley. I'm also the president of the Hayes Valley Neighborhood Association. I can't say much more than Andrew's already covered. He has put blood, sweat, and tears into this program. HVNA started, as he said, during COVID, when we originally were allowed to close off a portion of the block at the 400 block of Hayes, and took lemons and made lemonade out of it, and since then have progressed with different activations through the last 5 years. He mentioned our big events, of course, the holiday stroll and the carnival, but all the other events that we have there, such as the Saturdays on the Street, the art walks, it's become, especially on a really nice weekend, our front yard of Hayes Valley. And we've got people from all over the community to visit, not just the neighborhood. And it's become our source of pride in the city. So again, can't say anything much more than Andrew just said. So hopefully we can proceed with this and go forward. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Any other?
We have one hand raised on Zoom. Initials HJ.
Hello, everyone. My name's Heather Jackson. I'm also commenting in support of this permit, and that is the end of my public comment. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Great.
And there are no other hands raised on Zoom.
All right. Public comment is now closed. Do we have a motion to approve the permit?
I'm going to make a motion to approve the permit.
Second.
Faster than me tonight.
Okay. Vice President Wong?
Aye.
Commissioner Davis?
Aye.
Commissioner Perez?
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio?
Aye.
Commissioner Schlander?
Aye.
And Commissioner Thomas?
Aye.
All right. Your permit application is conditionally granted. Please follow up with Project and Comms Manager Rice for next steps. The next item on the agenda is item number 7, Commissioner Comments and Questions. Commissioners?
Just so happy All-Star Weekend is over.
I have a comment. Please save the date. We're going to have our class photos taken.
Thank you.
On May
18th, next meeting.
Meeting.
2 weeks from today.
Yes. So 4:30 p.m. is the call time here. So right before our regular hearing.
Oh.
So
that on my calendar.
Make sure you get your hair cut, get beautified, whatever you want to do. The photos will be used for our, I guess, for
everything.
For everything. For
everything.
Everything.
And you have a hair appointment right before that. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be used for our annual report. And it'll be a staff photo and commission photo individually and maybe also the group photos.
So headshots as well.
Yeah.
Gosh, thank you so much for bringing your friend in. And then we discussed too, but we can take offline, but I think we'll probably do the headshots like on the fourth floor just because it's so pretty, the natural light coming in. Yeah. And then we'll do group photos maybe there, but I mean, maybe here. Who's to say?
We'll do all kinds.
Okay.
We'll kick out all the wedding folks.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So please plan to be on time so that we can maximize the 1 hour that we have to get as many types of photo combinations that we can do.
Okay, that was going to be my question. Do you need us all here at 4:30? Because I have to move a bunch of work.
You'll get an email from May, so she's going to do a whole schedule and put it together. I'll be in a meeting with the mayor's office from 4 to 5, so I imagine we'll probably schedule all the headshots from 4:30 to first. 5, and then we'll do group shots.
Maybe you can be on the tail end.
Yeah, if I can be on the tail end.
Yeah, that's fine. We can totally do that.
We'll schedule it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can be work. Be at the same time as me right at the end.
Yeah. Cool. So maybe show up in business casual or whatever. Yeah. You guys want a way to represent yourself. Casual.
I don't know if Ben will do that, but we'll try.
His business.
I forgot
casual.
We're still televised. Okay.
His version. Cool. Version.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Thank you, Al.
Our class photo.
Thank you, Al.
Police is cool. All right.
All right. Any public comments on this item?
No public comments.
All right. Seeing none, it's public comments closed, and this meeting is adjourned at 6:26 p.m.
All right.
SFGov TV, San Francisco Government Television.